brought to you by Penguin.
Beyond the Deep Woods, The Edge Chronicles, by Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell, read by Clive Mantle. Introduction. Far, far away, jutting out into the emptiness beyond, like the figurehead of a mighty stone ship, is the Edge. A torrent of water pours endlessly over the lip of rock at its overhanging point. The river here is broad and swollen, and roars as it hurls itself down into the swirling, misty void below. It is difficult to believe that the river, like everything else that is large and loud and full of its own importance, might ever have been any different. Yet the origins of the Edgewater River could scarcely be humbler. Its source lies far back inland, high up in the dark and forbidding deep woods. It is a small, bubbling pool, which spills over as a trickle and down along a bed of sandy gravel, little wider than a piece of rope. Its insignificance is multiplied a thousandfold by the grandeur of the deep woods themselves. Dark and deeply mysterious, the deep woods is a harsh and perilous place for those who call it home, and there are many who do. Wood trolls, slaughterers, guile goblins, termagant trogs. Countless tribes and strange groupings scratch a living in the dappled sunlight and moon glow beneath its lofty canopy. It is a hard life, and one fraught with many dangers. Monstrous creatures, flesh-eating trees, marauding hordes of ferocious beasts, both large and small. Yet it can also be profitable, for the succulent fruits and buoyant woods which grow there are highly valued. Sky pirates and merchant leaguesmen vie for trade and battle it out with one another high up above the endless ocean-green treetops. Where the clouds descend, there lie the edge lands, a barren wasteland of swirling mists, spirits, and nightmares. Those who lose themselves in the edge lands face one of two possible fates. The lucky ones will stumble blindly to the cliff edge and plunge to their deaths. The unlucky ones will find themselves in the twilight woods. Bathed in their never-ending golden half-light, the twilight woods are enchanting, but they are also treacherous. The atmosphere there is heady, intoxicating. Those who breathe it for too long forget the reason they ever came to the twilight woods, like the lost knights on long-forgotten quests who would give up on life, if only life would give up on them. On occasions, the heavy stillness is disturbed by violent storms which blow in from beyond the edge. Drawn to the twilight woods like iron filings to a magnet, like moths to a flame, the storms circle the glowing sky, sometimes for days at a time. Some of the storms are special. The lightning bolts they release create storm fracks, a substance so valuable that it too, despite the awful dangers of the twilight woods, acts like a magnet, like a flame to those who would possess it. At its lower reaches, the twilight woods give way to the mire. It is a stinking, polluted place, rank with the slurry from the factories and foundries of Undertown, which have pumped and dumped their waste so long that the land is dead. And yet, like everywhere else on the edge, there are those who live here. Pink-eyed and bleached as white as their surroundings, they are the rummagers, the scavengers. A few serve as guides, steering their charges across the desolate landscape of poisonous blowholes and sinking mud, before robbing them blind and abandoning them to their fate. Those who do make their way across the mire find themselves in a warren of ramshackle hovels and run-down slums which straddles the oozing Edgewater River. This is Undertown. Its population is made up of all the strange peoples, creatures...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?